Welcome to Fire and Security Chat, brought to you by Course in Fire and Security, where we talk about the technology and equipment used to protect and secure life and property. I'm your host, Aaron Whitaker, and today I'm with Abigail Bryant, or Abby as everyone knows her. She's the marketing coordinator at Course in Fire and Security. Abby, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
On today's episode, I will be talking to Abby about Course in Cares. It's our community service outreach initiative at Course in Fire and Security. I guess the first question would be, what is the idea behind Course in Cares, or what is Course in Cares?
So Course in Cares embodies a lot, but overall it just is a campaign that shows that we care about the community and we care about the employees that we have and the customer service that they offer to our customers. So basically, it originally started just as a way to share with our associates all of the wonderful acts of kindness, community service, and customer service that take place across our organization. So we're a large organization. We cover 5 different states. So it's hard for people to understand what's going on in different parts of the organization without this. So this is kind of started out as just a quick newsletter that lists and shout outs people that deserve it each month. So,
and it also, I think it also kind of encourages others in the organization to kind of go out and donate their time and money to worthy nonprofit organizations. It's kind of that idea, well, if they're doing it, maybe, you know, you feel a little bad and you feel, you know, maybe I should be doing something.
Yeah, it's really cool to see each month, just specifically on the community outreach that you were speaking to. It's really cool each month to see the branches and what they go out and do. So just like last month was April, so Easter took place in that, and we had our Maryville branch actually went out, and one of the admin, she put together all these really cute baskets, Easter baskets, that were given to one of our customers, I believe it was a hospital, for their Easter extravaganza. And it was just these really cool gift baskets. And, you know, Corson put their time or put their money, and then she put her time into creating all these really cool baskets that were given to kids there at that program. So,
yeah, I've got it in front of me. It looks like it was the Vibra Hospital of Northwestern Indiana that they sponsored their annual Easter egg extravaganza by helping do that.
Yes, it was very cool.
And another one tying in with Easter was in Terre Haute, our team there, they sponsored the 3rd annual egg hunt event to support the court-appointed Special Advocate Association. And it's basically, this organization is made up of specially trained community volunteers who advocate for children in the juvenile court system due to having been abused or neglected. So they kind of helped with the CASA is what the company or the organization's called.
Right.
Their Easter egg event. I think that was their third time doing that.
Yeah. Terre Haute it's one of our smaller branches, but they do a really good job as far as community outreach, just to them as a whole. I know all of our branches do things really every month. It seems like almost all of our branches are going out and doing things in the community. Terre Haute has a lot of organizations that they continue to support year after year, which is pretty cool. So that one was the 3rd year in a row that they sponsored and participated with that event.
And a lot of these events that they do, the community outreach, nonprofits, a lot of it we report on Facebook and Twitter, on the social media channels. Sometimes we'll even do a larger, I guess, a blog post on it. I know last year, might have been the year before, Nashville did a really big event for the Ronald McDonald House, I think it was. And that was, I believe they helped one day, kind of volunteered at the house, doing a project.
Yeah, a lot of people will do projects. Some of our branches will go to the Ronald McDonald houses and cook dinner for the people who are there. I want to say Columbus, but I don't want to say that incorrectly. One of our branches in Ohio participates in the Ronald McDonald House as well, and they cook meals there a lot.
Yeah. And Toys for Tots is another one that I hear a lot, you know, that a lot of our branches participate in.
Yeah, the Indianapolis branch has a lot of fun with that here at the Indianapolis branch, and as well as us at corporate. Just last year, Christina put that, she was kind of the head of of that initiative this year. And they had a box in each one of our buildings here, and they filled up, they overflowed. I want to say they put together, I want to say at least 7 or 8 of the huge boxes. Mm-hmm. And corporate had 2 of them, but just the indie branch, it was mind blowing. And they do it every year and they just absolutely love it. And I know we did, you know, take a picture and feature that in one of the newsletters as well. She worked really hard on that. And it's a really cool organization that helps kids here in the area have a Christmas that might not have one.
Again, I kind of restate, you know, when other branches, when we kind of share these stories amongst ourselves, it kind of creates this healthy competition to, mm-hmm. you know, give to, you know, whether it's your time or your money. Another one that we, you know, do often is Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
Which, you know, I know some of our branches have gone out and helped build houses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of our branches recently, they worked in the Habitat for Humanity, like in the store, mm-hmm. Where people could come and give things. They actually worked there. And I want to say that it was Fort Wayne, but they worked in the store and organized it, put together things and that kind of stuff. And that helped put together projects for when people were actually going out into the field and building them.
Actually, it was I've got it right in front of Columbus, Ohio. That was the team volunteered. It's at the Restore Building benefiting Habitat for Humanity.
Perfect.
It's basically a discounted home improvement store stocked with donations and leftover pieces from home repairs and new builds that are available to the public. So the team kind of helped organize the shelves and put the donations on the floor and built some wheelbarrows to sell. So,
yeah, I think that's cool. It's you can't always, especially on the time of year, maybe you can't go out and build a house, but they were still able to make a difference for sure.
Now let's kind of, you know, this is what kind of Corson that we've always kind of done over the years. And this is kind of what Corson Cares is all about. This year is a little bit different. We're still doing all these different branches are still going out and, you know, doing stuff for all these organizations like Habitat for Humanity and Toys for Tots. But there's kind of, I guess, a bigger over, you know, that's going across all the branches that we're kind of helping support.
Yeah, this year we decided for 2019, we wanted to not only support our local communities as we do with all of our different branches, but we thought it would be beneficial to find one cause that the entire company could get behind, rally and support. And so this year, the Corson family decided to choose the American Heart Association of who we're going to partner with. So starting in 2019, throughout the rest of the year, we have been doing monthly challenges, encouraging our branches to fundraise. And then also, the American Heart Association has what they call heart walks that our branches can participate in their local communities. And so either we have Huntsville, Lexington, Cincinnati, and Evansville. Those heart walks have already happened. They happened either in April or May. And then the rest of our branches have those coming up in like the August, September timeframe. Mm-hmm. So not only are they doing the monthly challenges that we are giving them to do, but they're also participating in the actual heart walk and, you know, walking a 5K with themselves, the associates, their family members, and also customers as well have been invited.
Cool. And I believe we are a corporate sponsor for the Nashville one.
Correct. Yeah, we chose Nashville to sponsor this year, just as an area. It's a big area of growth for us, hopefully. So we wanted to get out in the community, show that we're present there. And then we'll see kind of how that played out this year, since this is our first year being involved. And then hopefully we'll be more involved in the years coming.
Yeah, and I believe for the Nashville one, it's still up in the air scheduling-wise, but we'd like to get, you know, Casey the dog maybe down there.
Yeah, Jeff has actually confirmed, so he will be there. I believe the Heart Walk is on September 14th. It's a Saturday, and since we are a sponsor there, we will have our own tent there on site. And so the sales team and the management team in Nashville is still trying to figure out exactly what we want to do underneath that tent. But the American Heart Association kind of lets you do what you want. So you can have that. We're hoping to kind of tailor our goals of fire and life safety with their goals of, you know, a healthy and safe life. So we've kind of toyed with the idea of maybe having some fire extinguisher training there for the anyone who's participating in the walk to come and learn how. And then Jeff and the KC Dogs will be there as well. And they can kind of interact with the children and show them their fire and life safety skills.
Cool. But I want to talk about the KC program, but we'll do that in just a second. You mentioned monthly challenges.
Yeah.
And I know the first one pie in the face, or?
Yeah. So in March, we wanted to kick off the initiative. We kicked it off in March. And we wanted to kick it off with something super fun to get everybody excited about it, since this is the first time that we've had really an overall organization that we've wanted to help. So we started it off with Pie in the Face, which each branch volunteered anywhere between like 3 to 5 people to get pied in the face. Or you have our branch like Kokomo that volunteered everybody to be pied in the face. But kind of what happened was they just, each person had a bucket that was theirs, and people donated money throughout the month, and whoever's bucket had the most money in it, what got to be pied in the face. So you saw a lot of those videos on our social media, I'm sure, on Facebook. We kind of shared those because it was a lot of fun.
I think all the branches really got into that one, just because, you know, it's always fun to put a pie in one of your coworkers' faces.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the videos, I mean, yeah, some of the videos were really good. And a lot of the people who got pied in the face, I believe it was the whipped cream, they said was not a good idea. You should get it out immediately because it does start to smell real quick.
Yes. Yeah, there were definitely those complaints a little bit. But we had a lot of fun. I mean, corporate, Sean, our chief information officer, he volunteered. He had a ton of fun. Even when he was very heavily the winner, he still encouraged us as a team to donate more. And that way we were able to give him 3 pies in the face instead of just one. And there was other people as well. John Timmons, who's the district manager over Fort Wayne, he was allowing people just to pay, I think, $10 or $20 just to get to pie him in the face additional. Yeah. So a lot of the managers had a ton of fun with it. Not only just, you know, the associates too, that how many times are you going to get a chance to pie your boss in the face? So.
And there was a couple, or I know one had blueberry, I believe.
Yeah, in Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Nashville, they put s'mores.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like a s'more pie that Steve got pied in the face with. Who was it? Blueberries, I don't even remember who that was.
In Columbus, but I'm not sure. But no. Yeah, some of the branches were kind of inventive with their pie choices.
Yes.
The next thing, we also did, I think, Move More competition.
Yeah, April is Move More Month, which is an American Heart Association named month. But they title it Move More Month. So we wanted to come up with something that kind of correlated with that. And so we decided to do basically a walking competition, a step competition. And this is, it's a pretty common thing that I think workplaces do a lot. So we thought it would be pretty easy. It's, you know, it's free for the, as far as the, most people have either Apple Watches, or also we found some free apps on iPhones that people could download and use it that way to keep track. But we gave cash incentives to first place, second place, and third place over the entire company. And so I believe all three places were all technicians, of course. Yeah. We didn't realize how much technicians walk in a day. So I think just in the 3 weeks that we did it, I think our first place, I believe he had over 400,000 steps just in 3 weeks, which is insane.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. We actually tried to do the math on an average stride and step, and it was almost like it's like 10 miles a day or something.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, that was a fun month. And I mean, I think a lot of these things, it just encourages you to continue, you know, to walk and to, you know, exercise. And just, again, it's all about you know, fighting heart disease and stroke is what the AHA is about.
Yeah, I think it created awareness of people. I know especially you and I, you know, talked about it a lot, was we didn't realize how much we didn't walk until we started tracking that. And then it just made it very, so I would go home and take my dog on a walk just because I was, you know, trying to beat other people's steps to see how much I could get. So it definitely made it, I mean, the American Heart Association is very passionate about just creating a healthy lifestyle for everybody. So that includes, you know, moving or drinking water or eating healthy. And they've actually provided a lot of those education materials to our branches. They put together what we called Course and Cares kits and sent those out to all of our branches. And those included, you know, some healthy recipes, some different ideas for a lot of people don't really like to drink water. So they've kind of found you can come up with, you know, by infusing your water with fruits or things like that, that just adds flavor and it's still healthy. It's healthier than going and getting a juice that has a lot of sugar in it or something like that. But those kits also included just educational material. They included a CPR, hands-only CPR kit, so that the branches could learn how to do CPR. They could practice that on their own. And then, of course, it also included some fun little promo items that they could use in their fundraising activities that are going to come forward in the rest of the year. So,
yes, a lot of the, I guess, the monthly challenges and stuff, there's some kind of really, I mean, the pie in the face was obviously a lot of fun.
Yeah.
There's some interesting ones in it. Do they all come, did this, the American Heart Association kind of give these ideas or?
No, I actually, so I have a history in nonprofit. So this was actually something that they gave us books of ideas of things that we've done. So they had done pie in the face contests. My mother actually had done the pie in the face contest at her work last year when they were raising money. So I kind of just used that off of, I know they, my mom's company had a lot of success with it. So, but I just kind of looked through the workbooks, went on Google and just kind of looked at what other companies had done. Our company was, it was a little bit tricky just trying to find something because we are in so many different locations and so far away that you want to find stuff that each branch could do on their own, but that we can also, you know, all come together as a company and do as well. So in June, we're going to come out, this will be announced to the company on Friday, but we're going to be doing 100 Reasons Why.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's easy to implement, but it has a lot of meaning behind it. And I think it's going to offer, it could be a lot of fun for the associates and for customers that come into the office as well. But it's just really as simple as putting up 100 envelopes on the wall and whatever the dollar amount. So if you want to choose envelope 56, then you're going to donate $56 to your branch's fundraising total. And inside of that envelope is a card and it says, it has a little tip of, you know, a reason why you should donate. And it'll tell you something specific and you can write something down yourself of what your reason is for donating. Or you can just sign your name, or if you have someone that you want to do it in honor of or in memory of, you can do that as well. But it's really cool. It's something that I don't know that every branch is going to be able to, you know, sell all of their envelopes in a month. But
how much is if you sold 1 to 100?
All to 100, it's supposed to be $5,000.
Okay.
Some of our smaller branches, we've put together smaller kits for them. So we'll do like 1 through 25 or 1 through 50. Just because we don't know if they want to do more, then all they have to do is ask me for more envelopes. I'm happy to send them out, but it's going to make a huge impact in each one of our branches. And I think it's just a cool thing at all. And we were actually, when I was down in Nashville meeting with the American Heart Association down there last month, we were talking about the 100 Reasons Why, how that was one of our favorite ideas that the Indy American Heart Association had shared with us, and the Nashville, the lady there, she hadn't even heard of it. So it was pretty cool just knowing that, you know, American Heart Association is just like us. They have an overall plan to promote, you know, a healthy and safe life, but they have different locations that kind of do their own thing. And so it's kind of cool that we can do the same thing. You know, we're an overall organization that wants to promote, you know, fire and life safety, but we have our own individual branches that have their own there in each community. So,
and the other thing about the 100 Reasons Why, the envelopes, some of the envelopes might have prizes of some sort in them. So there's, you know, there's an incentive to not just pick the, you know, lower cost ones, just randomly choose something.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. I forgot that. Yeah. We've just encouraged our branches to put in fun little prizes. So some of them, you know, maybe a t-shirt. It just really depends on the branch manager and what they kind of have at their disposal. But we're hoping people will be able to receive, you know, gift cards or stickers or a shirt or probably not a new car. You may have to speak to some of the branch managers and their budget about that, but it's just kind of a fun way. We've had a course pie in the face was pretty demanding with asking associates to donate money. And obviously you'll be purchasing an envelope and donating money, but hopefully you'll be receiving something in return as well. So.
And so, you know, we talked about the heart walks that, you know, everybody, this is, some have already done it and some it's, we're kind of leading up to it. A lot of them are kind of the August, September, kind of the end of summer idea. The overall goal, I guess, for the American Heart Association that we've pledged to raise, how much have we?
$70,000.
Okay.
So we have, you know, roughly anywhere around 1,000 employees. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of estimating that. That'll give about $70 an employee over the cost of an entire year. Mm-hmm. So we felt like it was something that was achievable, but also something that wasn't necessarily a lofty goal, but this is the first time that we've ever done it. So it is kind of a lofty goal when you think that we're going from, you know, doing $0 to 70,000. Mm-hmm. But then when you break it down and you think, okay, only about $70 an employee over, you know, the distance of 12 months seems achievable. So we're hoping to, I mean, hopefully we'll raise even more, but.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at everything, you know, we talked earlier, all the stuff that we've done, you know, all these different branches. And the idea is if we all come together as one team, you know, with 1,000+ employees, you know, anything is possible.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think the pie in the face challenge, I think we raised over 5,000 for that.
We did.
You know, I mean, and that was the first thing that we, you know, the first challenge that we did. So,
yeah, we are only, I mean, 3 months in to our challenges, but of course, you know, 5 months into the year, but we've already raised over $10,000 towards that $70,000 goal. So it's really good. It's really exciting. We've come up with we were mentioning heart walks, and not only are we doing the monthly challenges, but we've also created a t-shirt mm-hmm. for our employees to wear when they participate in the heart walks. So of course, like I said, Huntsville, Evansville, Cincinnati, and Lexington have already participated in their heart walks. They've already gotten a chance to purchase the shirts, but they're actually, the proceeds from those shirts are being donated to their branch's fundraising goal as well. So it's pretty exciting. And Huntsville, the branch manager down there, mm-hmm. he actually purchased the t-shirts for his branch. So that way everybody, he wanted to have as much. They were the first heart walk and they wanted to have as much participation as possible. And they just really liked the cool t-shirt. So he actually purchased those t-shirts for them.
Yep. And just, I would say stay tuned, follow our Facebook page or Twitter or LinkedIn. That's usually where we post kind of updates to this whole, all these challenges, this whole, you know, and just the Course in Cares in general, the different stories about giving back to the community. Not only does it encourage us, you know, to give back, but I hope it encourages, you know, people who follow our page, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I hope that everyone gets involved, the rest of the associates here. I hope that they continue to be involved. We've had really good participation. And like you mentioned, anything that's shared with me, I love to share on our social media. So you'll see it on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on our Twitter, whatever's available to me, I like to make available to everybody else. So
The other thing, and I you talked about it briefly for a second, we talked with Nashville, the Casey program.
Yeah.
That's kind of the other, one of the many other ways that I guess Corson kind of gives back to the community. Mm-hmm. But the Casey program, I mean, that's kind of a, we always enjoy, I guess, sharing those stories because Jeff and his dogs, they go out to local elementary schools, churches, and now that's getting into summer, he goes to a lot of like festivals, local festivals, where he basically teaches the kids with the help of the dogs fire safety. Yeah.
Yeah, the CASE program is one of my favorite things about Course in Fire and Security. So it is so cool to see, you know, this program that's offered for free to schools and to communities. He goes to nursing homes. He goes really anywhere in the community that asks him, he's mm-hmm. there. So, and he not doesn't just go to the five states that Course in Fire and Security is in. He goes all over the country. Yeah. So it's really cool to see. It's one of my favorite things. Anytime he's around and I'm free, I want to go to his program and watch. Jeff is just such an awesome person himself that it really portrays his passion and his love for what he's doing while he's performing. But, you know, like I mentioned, the CASE, he made it. It's a Saturday, you know, he could be off hanging out with his family, but he's going to go down to Nashville and help promote the CASE program and Course in Fire and Security and be involved in the Heart Walk down there, which is super cool.
And he's been doing that for 25 years, I believe.
Yeah, he started the CASE program in 1995.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. Just a few months ago, we were able to see him perform at the school that he started at. We, you know, got to interview the principal and just hearing her. They actually, Jeff hadn't been there for a few years. And one of the children there his family had a house fire. And so after that, and just seeing that affect the community, because it's a very small community, and seeing how that affected them, the principal realized how important it was. And she reached back out to Jeff and brought him back. But I mean, the CASE program is very important. Those kids, I mean, they really do learn, whether it's from Jeff and his songs or whether it's just watching dogs. I mean, most kids love dogs. So It seems that it really helps them learn and understand. And he's been credited of saving 17 lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we hope this summer or so to kind of maybe do some more videos with, you know, Jeff and the dogs, you know, just to kind of show what he teaches the kids, that type of stuff. And then I believe just recently, he's now another, I guess, sponsor. Corson's kind of the main sponsor of CASE program.
Correct.
But we just recently...
He just started a partnership with the Carmel Fire Department.
Okay.
So we're excited to meet with them, to figure out, you know, what their plans are, what their hopes are, to be involved with the program and just, you know, make it as best as it can be.
Yeah. And we work with, you know, just Corson in general, we work with a lot of the local fire departments.
Yes.
We do a lot of outreach. I know, was it the Lawrence Fire Department?
For the smoke detectors?
Yes, the smoke detectors.
Yeah, it was the Lawrence Fire Department, and then we also did it as well with the Brownsburg Fire Territory.
So we donated a bunch of smoke detectors for mm-hmm. their fire departments to kind of go door-to-door in their neighborhood and pass out smoke detectors to people who didn't have one, which was awesome.
Yeah, they went door-to-door and, you know, they allowed people to call in and request them. And they went door to door and checked people's smoke detectors, replaced what was necessary, or just, you know, put in new batteries, whatever was needed. Some of them, there was a one specific house that they had one upstairs, but they didn't have one in their basement, I believe. And so they installed a new one in the basement. But yeah, we donated the smoke detectors, and then the firefighters donated their time and went out into the community just to make sure that everybody was safe and their homes were ready.
The one last thing I wanted to mention was the Corson Family Fund. And that's, if there are any organizations out there that are seeking donations, with the Corson family does have a fund, and you can find it on our website at corson.com. You can find the application there. You know, this, I know in the past they've donated a truck to one of the local food pantries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we got to, and I think the media covered that. That was really cool. The lady, it was actually one of the news stations. It was like a Make-A-Wish show or, you know, thing. And we participated in one of the Make-A-Wishes. And, you know, they needed a new truck to transport, you know, the food to their pantry to pass out to the, you know, local community. And so, you know, we helped the Corson family helped in that by donating a truck, and that was really cool. So there's that. You can also go on our site, Corson.com, to find more about the Casey program.
Correct.
And as far as our Corson Cares, everything, all the outreach that we do, you can kind of follow us on Facebook. And that's where Abby usually updates, you know, when people share different stories. The last thing we haven't really mentioned is kind of the employee spotlights.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of the, we talked a lot about the community service that we do, but also the newsletter. We try to highlight not only just customer service shout outs, so technicians that have gone on site to do work, or an admin who has taken care of an account really well. A lot of the times our customers will send in shout outs and say, you know, thank you. They went above and beyond. You know, they did this. And so we like to share those with the rest of the company. Just kind of showing on a day-to-day basis what employees are doing great. But the employee spotlight section is something where really it's typically somebody within Corson that feels like there was a specific employee who just went above and beyond that month, went out of their way to help something. And so it's just, it's really cool to see what the stories are coming up with. So just last month, an employee wanted to shout out our two HR coordinators for just a really good job of what they do with our new hire orientation. Mm-hmm. So they shouted out Holly and Rachel and just kind of said that, you know, they've worked for other companies in the past and kind of shouted out just how great our new hire orientation was and that they could see that a lot of people put in a lot of work for that. And then also, this was, I believe, last August. One of our technicians from Fort Wayne, he was actually, him and a sales guy were out together in the truck, and they were driving by, and I want to say that they were in Warsaw, Indiana, and they were driving by, and they saw there was a small fire in some mulch, like in a flower bed outside mm-hmm. of a business, and Shane actually pulled over on the side of the road and got a fire extinguisher out of the back of the truck and went out and put the fire out. So it's really cool stories like that, mm-hmm. that you see that just kind of, I don't know, they give you goosebumps. They make you feel good seeing that our technicians and our employees are going out of their way to do these really cool things and make a difference in the community. And we just want to make sure that they are getting recognized for that. And we like to share that with the rest of the organization. And recently I've been sharing some of those, you know, way out of there, just awesome stories I like to share on our social media as well. Mm-hmm. Once I get permission from the technician to share that information, I'll go ahead and share that on social media.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, all of this stuff that we do, it's kind of also, you know, for other companies out there, this is a good way of kind of showcasing your employees, of showing, you know, kind of encouraging each other to go out and do great things and give back to your community. And, you know, I mean, I encourage every business that, you know, if you want to do this, because, you know, by sharing these stories, it kind of, I guess it creates more of a family at the company, that everybody's kind of doing their part and everybody's, you know, helping out their fellow man.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great thing for us to continue to do, and for other businesses that are listening. I mean, just do everything that you can to reach out to your community. It's important and it's great. And it really gives your associates a feeling of a team and of a family atmosphere to be a part of. So,
and sometimes the reward is just seeing the person on the other side, you know, receive that help. One of the most recent ones was the bike builds.
I was just going to mention that as soon as you were saying that as well.
Yeah, for the sales conference, our sales conference in Indianapolis in March or so.
February,
yeah. we did all the salespeople, an organization, we came and we did a bike build where it was basically just a bunch of games that there was different teams and they competed, and eventually the end product was these bikes that they built for boys and girls. And
it was one of the coolest experiences that I've ever had. So we paired with a company that provided us with bike parts to put together, and they made it into, it was a team building activity. So every year at our conference, we try to do some type of team building. And this year we came up with the bike build. And essentially they provided us with the bike parts and we split up into teams. We had about, I think, teams of 10 people, 10 or 15 people, and they were given tasks, so games to come up with to kind of make it a competition. And you could earn points and all of that. So there was a winning team at the end. But more importantly, at the very end, while doing all these tasks, they were, as they completed tasks, they were given more and more parts, or they were allowed to move on to the next stage. So they could go over to the area and pump up the tires or do that. But each team put together a boy bike and a girl bike. And it was just really cool to see everyone just have so much fun. And then at the very end, we had all of these bikes that we were going to be donating. And then on top of all of that, it was already a cool experience. And then Juan from the Indianapolis Boys and Girls Club here, he manages the Finish Line branch. And he came and he spoke and I think probably 50 to 60% of the room was tearing up, if not crying after listening to him talk. But it was just very cool to see that we were able to make that type of impact. He pretty much said that a lot of these kids that were going to be receiving them have maybe never even received anything new in their life, whether it's a clothes or bikes or toys. And they were going to get to receive something that was just free and it was their own. And then, so that we were given to them on a Friday. And I believe on that next Monday or Tuesday, they were going to be giving them to the kids. So Juan actually reached out to us and invited us to attend the, you know, giving away of the bikes. And so myself and Bo went to Indianapolis, went to the Finish Line branch, and we got a chance to meet all the kids. There was kind of how they decided to give away the bikes, where there was these kids that were working on homework. So they were doing all of these educational tasks that they had completed. So they had to complete so many hours. And because they've completed those hours of homework and extra credit hours, they were going to be able to receive the bike. So we got to sit in there. We got to tell them they were receiving the bike. And then they got to walk out and all the bikes were lined up. And they just kind of got to run up to the bike that they wanted and receive it. And they were trying to ride the bike in the club. They were very, very excited about it. And one little girl, she actually looked up and she said, "I am so excited. I can't wait to go home and share this with my little brother." Yeah. And it was just really cool. I mean, it was, you do all these things and you hope that you're coming up with a good impact. And then to see that little girl, and she just got something new for her completing tasks. And all she wanted to do was go home and share it with her little brother. It was very cool. Our branch manager in Nashville, Steve, he loved it so much, just doing it as with the managers and salespeople, like you mentioned, that he actually went back to Nashville and reached out to us and said, "How can I do that with my team?"
Oh, cool.
And so he wants to do it just with his team there in Nashville and then donate it to a Boys and Girls Club there in the Nashville area that's in need. So he's actually purchased a lot of the bikes, and now we kind of just have to get together the logistics and get it done. But yeah, it was something that was very exciting to him, and he shared with us that he just couldn't wait to do it with his team. So again, anyone that's listening and coming up with team building activities, I definitely would recommend putting together a bike build and giving them to children in need.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people out there. There's plenty of groups that need help in many ways. And yeah, I mean, this podcast, it's more, you know, we're sharing kind of the stories that Corson does, but I guess the end message is, give back, if you're listening to this, whether you're a company or just an individual, take some time, once a week or once a month and give back. I know my daughter, she loves going to the Humane Society and donating blankets, In fact, her Girl Scout troop is doing that. They're making fleece blankets for the dogs.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities out there, and it's very rewarding, not only for adults, but, kids too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And even if you don't have necessarily maybe the money to buy things and put towards, you can give your time. Some people there's a lot of organizations out there that you know, maybe just don't have the staff members to get things done. You mentioned Humane Society, and I know at my previous job, a lot of us were very into dogs and cats and stuff, and we would actually go to the shelter, this local shelter in Texas, and we would donate our time. We would help clean, you know, clean the kennels and the facilities and just help them put together before they opened up for the day. And, you know, they had a staff of, I think, 3 or 4 people was all they could afford, but it would take hours to clean all of that. And we would come in and there'd be, you know, 5 or 6 of us, and we could knock it out in just a couple of hours, and it just made their day easier.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank Abby for joining me today. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you have more questions about, you know, Corson, kind of the things you like to know, you know, who to contact about giving back or helping out the American Heart Association or any of this, you can contact, you can go online to Corson.com and, you can contact us through a contact form. I believe there's also an email there that will go straight to our marketing department and Abby, and you know, we'll be glad to help you out. That should do it for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye. If you like today's episode, we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and rate us on iTunes. You can also find our podcast on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, and other popular podcast players. Search for Corson Fire and Security Chat to find it. Thanks once again for listening, and I will see you next week for our next episode of the Corson Fire and Security Chat podcast. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. The information in this podcast is for informational purposes only. It is believed to be reliable, but Corson Fire and Security assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors or omissions in the content of this podcast. It does not constitute professional advice. The listener of this podcast is responsible for verifying the information's accuracy from all available sources, including the product manufacturer. The authority having jurisdiction should be contacted for code interpretations.